It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Commanders / Colts Ravens rivalry or no?
No.
Nah.
No, I don't see it. I mean, we asked, you know, the players and coaches about that yesterday. They said, you know, it's pretty fun for the fans to have the rivalry, but the players, they play each other, you know, every 4 years. The Ravens, they only play each other seven times, you know, and they're all-time history. So, you know, and they're in different conferences. It's just, it's not there, you know, I'm feeling it. But the fans do, I think. You know, I think the fans are all over it. I think the Orioles and Nationals are probably a better rivalry because they play each other every year, and it's sort of a little history there at Mass and everything else. But, you know, I don't see a big Ravens Commanders rivalry with all the players. But I think there'll be a lot of Commanders fans there on Sunday, so it'll be a mixed crowd.
Well, they're good, and they're going to ride that bandwagon for as long as it lasts. But either way, I'm with you. It never was a rivalry, never will be, et cetera, et cetera. However, Ravens did make some news yesterday. Dean Pease coming in as an advisor to Zach Orr. Dean Pease, former DC here with the Ravens and other destinations throughout his NFL career. Was there a stun level for you, Todd, when you heard the news?
It wasn't really. I thought the Ravens were going to bring somebody in to sort of help Zach Orr out. A little sounding board, you know, a guy can go to for advice. You know, the Ravens lost a lot of coaches on the defensive side of the ball last year, you know. So, you know, and he's a young coordinator, too. So, yeah, I think he did need a mentor. And, of course, their Harbaugh doesn't have time to do that during the season because he's running the team. So I think it's a good move. I don't think anybody was really surprised by it. It was just a matter of who it was going to be. And the players, you know, they seem to be accepted. They seem to like it. I think it's a good move. Pease introduced himself yesterday in defensive meetings, and they seem to like him, and he's already been on the field. And he'll be at the game on Sunday.
Well, Todd, I've been through this in 99. We had Bill Arnsberger come in. I think it's a little more than you. I think he's going to, like, look at it. Because if I'm Harbs and stuff, what do you see? You know, watch the film, study the film, let me know what you think. They probably did that maybe last, maybe they gave him a few days' notice to kind of study the tape or send him the tape to study it to see what are the issues. Because the issues continue. That's the problem. And I think he'll be, you know, in giving a lot of advice to all the different areas, mostly the secondary in my mind.
Yeah, because the rush defense, number one in the league. They only get up 64 yards, and they're making teams one-dimensional, which should be a good recipe for winning games because the secondary has just been picked apart, you know, for three of the five games this year. And they look a little bit confused back here. They're not finding the ball, you know. So, yeah, they need to tighten up back there. They need another set of eyes to sort of straighten it out, because, you know, it's Harbaugh said, you know, on Monday that if they want to win the AFC North and make a playoff run, this secondary has to play much, much better.
Now, Todd, I really like the matchup for the Ravens on Sunday, especially like the defense. The defensive front versus their front, I think, is a mismatch.
Oh, I agree. I think, you know, I think this is the best defense Jaden Daniels has played against all year. He's had a phenomenal year. He's playing great. But I think the Ravens, though, they're very good against rookie quarterbacks. They'll give him all kinds of different looks. I think the front seven is going to attack him, keep him under pressure, and make him make rookie mistakes. Yeah, I like the Ravens odds on this one.
And then the Washington's D-line versus Ravens O-line. I'm not crazy about their D-line versus the run or rushing. They don't get pressure unless they blitz.
Yeah, they're getting up 130 yards rushing, which, you know,
a lot of it's that quarterback. A lot of it was the quarterback.
Yeah, and the thing is, in the Ravens, you know, the Bengals, they tried to stack the box against the Ravens. You know, they went to cover zero a couple times, and the Ravens beat them through the air. So, you know, I don't know if the Commanders can actually, you know, put all those guys inside the box to stop Derrick Henry, because Lamar can throw the ball. So, yeah, I think it's the Ravens are going to give them a good matchup here, the way they can run the offense and the way it's been so versatile over the past couple games.
Now, Todd, other than McLaren, does anybody scare you?
I think Zach Ertz could be a guy who can make some plays in the middle of the field. Eckler's another guy who can catch the ball. And the Ravens, they struggle, you know, match up with tight ends this year. So that's a guy they'll have to keep their eye on.
The only thing is he can't run. You know, I mean, because you can almost double McLaren and play man and then put your other guys on. The biggest thing with Jaden Daniels is he likes to go to his right. Just keep him boxed in. Make him throw from the pocket, it would be my recommendation.
Yeah, and Brian Robinson, the running back, he's averaging 4.5 yards a carry, but I don't know how much he'll do against the Ravens front seven. They've been stout against the run. I think they're going to lock it down, try and make Daniels one-dimensional and beat him through the air.
Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, joining us here, video at 81.057, the Fan Talk. Ravens hosting the Commanders coming up 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 6.5-point favorites, a game that NBC wanted. Instead, they get the Giants and the Bengals, and that's their problem. But for the Ravens, Todd, winning three games in a row and trying to find the air quotes offensive identity, where is that? They're not going to score 41 points a game, and Lamar's not going to throw four touchdowns, and every tight end's not going to be able to eat on a daily basis. So what's that identity going to be moving forward here as we figure out year two of this Todd Monken offense, Lamar, Derrick Henry, and all of that stuff?
The first thing they're going to try to establish the run of the game. They're ranked number one in the NFL with 211.2 rushing yards a game. And the team stacked the box a little bit. Lamar's having the best year of his career throwing the ball. And he's been versatile. He's throwing the ball to 10 different guys. You know, Charlie Kohler's a guy who's come out of nowhere. He's had two huge plays this season. The offensive identity is going to be, you know, establish the run. And if they can't, the team's going to stack the box, go into that cover zero, kind of bring up defensive backs. The Ravens will beat them over the top. I do think, you know, they need to get Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely more involved. But, you know, versatility, that's what Todd Monken's been preaching since he took over the job. And, you know, now all of a sudden, Monken's quietly becoming a head coach candidate the way he has his offense playing. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, the thing that impresses me the most about how about red zone? The red zone, they are, like, phenomenal.
Yeah, second in the league, 75%. Yeah, I mean, they had the players, they had the catches. And when you got Derrick Henry, of course, you know, from straight yardage, he's going to go in. And then Lamar can scramble. And you saw what Lamar did last week, throwing the ball to Likely in the end zone after that crazy scramble. Yeah, the Ravens, they're in red zone, and they're getting touchdowns, not settling for field goals. And that's been the key.
Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, what's happening on the website as we head into this busy sports weekend?
Just keeping up with everything Ravens, breaking news, and then we'll run into the game on Sunday. Keeping up everything Ravens. Come check us out.
Todd, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Todd.
As always, have a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Todd Karpovich, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around as we talk about what happened in the world of sports last night and historically for the Ravens and the Orioles. And then at 11:30, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, talk about the baseball playoffs, the Orioles offseason. A lot of dudes arbitration eligible. A lot of guys. Any non-tender candidates there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Vinny and Hades with
brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. It's time for the whip. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. College football tomorrow night down at College Park. National TV. Fox. Terps taking on Northwestern. A game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Maryland 3-2. 0-2 in the Big Ten, coming off that loss to Indiana. The Hoosiers now 6-0, ranked number 18 in the country. Northwestern coming in here 2-3, 0-2. Their last loss to Indiana last week. So both teams looking for their first conference victory. Maryland 10.5-point favorites. We've talked about it a lot. We'll talk about it tomorrow with Keith Kavanaugh. Maryland loses tomorrow, and they were big favorites against Michigan State back in week two.
Yep.
I don't even know if they're getting mayonnaise dumped on them.
Well, you know what I'm anxious to see, Bob, is what corrections were made or what are they doing different because they had the bye week.
With the penalties, you mean? Defensively, they good teams, air quotes. Michigan State's not even a good team. They're 3-3, but that quarterback looked like Dan Marino.
And he stumped the week before.
And kind of after. But he shredded them. Indiana's quarterback turned the ball over a couple of times, but when they needed to make plays, they did. So in their two losses, their defense has been dreadful. In their wins, their offense, they look like the greatest show on turf sort of thing. But this is a game they should dominate, but the penalties and it's the unsportsmanlike bonehead taunting nonsense that gets them in trouble a lot, it seems.
Yeah. Bob, I still go back. It started, like, and you keep mentioning Michigan State, 55-yard field. I mean, how dumb. That's a mental error to jump off sides on a kick 55 yards when the kicker's never, you know, kicked a 50-yarder before.
Well, go back to the Indiana game a couple weeks back. Offensive lineman, I forgot his name, and I apologize. Pancakes on a successful play by Maryland offensively. Pancakes the dude, then rubs his ball bag on his face, and he got called for an unsportsmanlike penalty. It's like, what are you doing? Just stop. Just stop it. You're not the 2004 USC Trojans. You're Maryland. You're trying to stay bowl relevant, much less acting like you're the number one team in the country. But either way, not to bring you down, everybody. Yeah. Maryland tomorrow. 10.5-point favorites. We'll talk to Keith Cavan, all at TerrapinTimes.com tomorrow. NHL, couple of games of interest. Caps don't start their season until Saturday against New Jersey. But we got, what we got here? The Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And boy, this was puffy pants right out of the gate.
There's Malkin. Pass was behind Carlson. Puck knocked ahead by Kreider. Here he comes. Shorthanded. Scores!
Yeah, I watched that game.
Chris Kreider.
I watched that game. I mean, it was never close. It was 2-0 after one. Should have been 3-0. They got a goal call back. The Rangers did. Rangers were like playing with. It was like a pro team versus a minor league team.
Are the Penguins in a steep decline here?
Yes. They're in a total rebuild, Bob. I mean, if you look at their roster, they are old. And they haven't had draft picks. That's the problem. Because they wanted to keep Crosby and the other dude.
Malkin.
Yeah, and they wanted to keep those guys. And they traded away draft picks all the time to go get more older guys and stuff. So they don't even have a lot of draft picks. They will next year. But they're an old team, and they're not a good team.
Yeah, that was Kenny Albert, by the way, TNT on the call. Montreal edges Toronto, shuts them out, as a matter of fact, 1-0 there. How about Winnipeg 6-0 over last year's Western Conference champions, Edmonton? Yeah. What the hell's going on out?
And that was at Edmonton, too, you know, with new coach, new GM. So, yeah, that was probably a shock to the system there.
Calgary in overtime over Vancouver, 6-5. And it was Las Vegas, 8-4 over Colorado. So a lot of high-scoring early games here.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, Bob, because, you know, in the preseason, a lot of the veteran guys, they don't play till the last one or two preseason games. So I don't know. Defensively, maybe the goalies aren't ready to go, but to see that many goals is kind of strange.
It's the Whip Around video at Haney 105.7. The Fan Total Request Thursday. Rafael Nadal is going to retire from tennis at the end of this season, which is coming up on the end. Be honest with you, Vinny, I kind of haven't really noticed him much at all. 38 years old. One of the greatest of all time. Let's not diminish his accomplishments, but yeah, I thought he had already tapped out. Yeah.
Bob, that's another one that, like, when you watch tennis night, who's that? Never heard of these guys.
Right. But I heard of him, and he is certainly one of the greatest of all time. Todd Downing will call plays for the Jets as Nathaniel Hackett was demoted there.
I mean, that's all well and good, but it's still, you know, you got to execute the plays. That's a bit, you can't throw three interceptions. And, well, maybe they'll... And how do you, if your offense is struggling, what did the Ravens do? Ran the football. And then it kind of got themselves back on track. You're having trouble protecting your quarterback or whatever, run the football. And I think we'll see Downing probably run the ball a lot. Because, Bob, remember Buffalo did it middle of last year, and it helped them tremendously.
Yeah. It got rid of Dorsey.
Yeah. And they started, well, because he was throwing it every down. And then who got mad? Diggs got mad.
Yeah, and Diggs got traded. Hey, prayers, thoughts down to people in Florida. Hurricane Milton ripped the roof off the trop. We're first responders, and everyone there trying to maintain a level of safety. So that's going to be, wow, that was crazy. Ed Smith Stadium, I don't know where the Orioles, the spring training in Sarasota, but it looked like Fort Lauderdale at St. Pete took the brunt of that thing. Now out to the ocean, and lives were lost, and it just a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah,
Mother Nature, man, can't control it.
Ed said, and Ed's place is Siesta Key, I think. Or he said, he said his place actually wasn't that bad.
Ed lives in Siesta Key.
Is it Siesta down there somewhere? I don't know where.
I know
Sarasota.
I haven't been invited to go swimming at Ed's house in Florida. What about you, Nolan?
Ed would like to go swimming at his house.
Yeah, yeah. When's Ed going to invite us down for the party?
How many keys they got down there? Everything's a key. Yeah.
I'd like to be.
Like to broadcast from there.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, here we go. This day in sports history. It is October the 10th, 1970. Game one of the World Series. Brooks Robinson, he homers in the seventh inning. Gives the Orioles the lead. Boog Powell hit a two-run shot earlier. Elrod went deep. Orioles were down 3-0 to Gary Nolan and Cincinnati. This is the game that featured one of the big controversies in World Series history. Bernie Carbo running into Elrod at the plate. Jim Palmer got the win. He was the starting pitcher. Carbo missed the plate. Elrod tagged him with his glove with a ball in his hand. It was one of the most controversial plays to this day. And that was also the day where Brooks made the backhand play down third base throughout Lee May. At first, and that was the beginning of Brooks Robinson going on to win MVP of the 70 World Series and cemented his status as an all-star, all-pro, all-everything player and person. 1-0, 4-3 final score. Orioles took the lead in the World Series, 1-0. And then 2010, M&T Bank Stadium. Ray Rice rushed for two TDs. Willis McGay, he got a touchdown. And Joe Flacco ran for a touchdown as the Ravens beat the Denver Broncos and Kyle Orton. 31-17, M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens will go to a division round of the playoffs, lose to the Steelers. But they stacked a ton of wins that year, and this is one of them. 14 years ago today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk baseball playoffs and Orioles with Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, you want to join us for some news from the Nats, you can at 410-583-1057. That comes up at noon. It's Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. As a player, give us an idea, the immediate aftermath of your season, especially as a favorite team coming to an end way short of your goals.
Yeah, I mean, it stinks, man. It really does. You know, you have such high expectations. You know, I think the immediate feeling is just a lot of frustration and almost a sense of failure, because I think if you're a good team and the expectations are high and you battle the adversity that all teams have to go through 162, and you come out with an opportunity to hoist the trophy and you just fall a little short, It really stinks, and it just kind of builds to the chip on the shoulder and the want and desire to get back there and be a part of winning, because it's an incredible experience. And, you know, I've never hoisted a trophy. I've won divisions and, you know, national leagues and American leagues. So, I mean, I guess there's a sense of winning there. But the only time I ever won anything was when I was the head coach at Boys Latin High School, and that was awesome. Just to win, right? To win a championship is something very special. I tell you, yeah. It really is.
1982 Ant Street Rec, wiffle ball, and basketball championship right here, baby. But I remember the losses more, Mike Bordick, to your point. Now, yeah, Detroit yesterday and the Dodgers go bullpen games. Not only go bullpen games, throw shutouts in the process. Explain to the audience, not that they're cement heads, well, quite frankly, some of them are, but explain to the audience, while this is, it's awesome and it's historic in the moment, it wouldn't be sustainable in the long term here.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm surprised it's been this sustainable for the Tigers. It's been an amazing run. I think this is more postseason look for for pitching and how pitching is actually structured, because you want different looks as many times as you can so major league hitters don't feel a sense of comfort, you know, facing a guy over and over again. But the problem there lies too. You may end up facing a bullpen guy, right, every day. That's just how much they get used. So you risk overexposure, I guess, in that regard as well. But sometimes it sets up right, man, and if your pitches are executing – and you got lefty-lefty stuff, you know, like the Mets dealing on the Phillies yesterday with Quintana. I mean, just such properly executed pitches really got their heads spinning. And then, of course, the rest is history, man. The Mets on quite an impressive roll.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us here. Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as he does every Thursday. He's our colleague. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Well, we'll see you in March on that one. But that's we got a whole off season to talk about the Birds of Baltimore. But this Padres-Dodgers series goes to an epic Game 5, which is going to be great tomorrow night in L.A. You know Manny Machado. You were here when he got called up. Talk about Manny. We asked Jim Hunter about this yesterday, his evolution as a ball player. And maybe more importantly, as a guy that just seems to relish this, I don't mind being disliked sort of role here, because everybody likes to be loved at the end, right? I don't care.
San Diego has been kind of looked at as the, you know, the bad boy, I guess, because the Dodgers are so beloved. And why not have Manny be considered a little bit of the bad guy? I mean, those guys are so dang arrogant and flamboyant with all things they do. I think it's been a great series. But, yeah, Manny likes to get involved in some of the middle of it. And in a way, I'm glad he is. He's kind of showing he brought the team together in the dugout, showed a little bit of some leadership skill right there. I don't think anybody wants to beat the Dodgers more than him right now. He's all of a sudden become one of the greatest Padres of all time. So I don't think he can do any wrong out there. But he's got to win. This is the thing. This will give Manny that extra edge that, you know, when they look at Manny and judge him, everything will be overshadowed if he's got a World Series ring on his finger. Then they'll start talking to him about the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff. So he's got a lot, you know, to prove right now, and he's got a huge hurdle to overcome. So there's a lot of intensity getting over that Dodgers hurdle.
Morty, the two championships I was involved with, it was more of a relief than anything else, you know, winning the championships. Morty, let me ask you a question, an Oriole question first is, like, all right, if you're coaching, fundamentally, what are you doing in the off season with Gunner and with Holiday? What do they need to improve upon fundamentally?
Yeah, well, I think for all these guys, especially the young group, it's all just repetitions and getting the repetitions in the right way. I think both Jackson and Gunner have exceptional skills. Gunner kind of exposed, and so did Holiday, just that they need to clean up their internal clock. They just have to have a better awareness on a nightly and play-to-play basis of how fast the game is and how to control themselves so they can be as efficient as possible and as consistent as possible. So harnessing that, you know, in football terms, it's just aggressive abandon, right? Well, you kind of need that same attitude, but you have to find some sort of control. Because just like in football, if all of a sudden you put your head down because you're too aggressive, you don't see what happens if that guy puts his foot down and makes a cut and the game's over. In baseball, if you're over-aggressive, you're going to get hurt. Or you're under-aggressive, you're going to get hurt. And I think Holiday's been under-aggressive, and I think, you know, Gunner's been just a little over-aggressive. So taming and harnessing that internal clock, I think, is a priority for these guys. And it's interesting. I'm sure there are ways these guys can do that, just set up, you know, stop clocks when they're getting ground balls and set it at, I think, you know, 4 seconds, even though that might sound a little bit quick. I think the average major league time to run down the first baseline is probably 4.5. But why not practice at a speed where you don't have to rush? It's about consistency. Oh, every play should be about as the same as you can. Have that same heartbeat on every play and make every play an out.
Hey, Morty, with the Yankees and the Royals, where did Stanton come from?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, dude. Every season I say, this guy's got to be one of the worst players I've ever seen. He swings at everything. They're bouncing sliders in the lefty box. He's swinging. It doesn't seem like he comes through with clutch hits at any moment during the regular season. And all of a sudden in the postseason, his numbers are comparable to some of the greatest that ever played. I mean, wow. What a postseason player. He shows up in a big way, and they need him more than ever because, holy cow, they found a way to, you know, control Aaron Judge. So, wow, Stanton, when he hits it, it could go, too, isn't it? I mean, pretty fun to watch. He even got a freaking stolen base last night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, screw him and screw the Yankees. Mike Bordick, Orioles Hall of Famer, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Bordy, enjoyed today's games, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bordy.
Wait. I might not be on next Thursday. This might be it, guys.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know. I think, I don't know. I've been saying my goodbyes on the morning show.
Oh, we're getting, business. Oh, we'll talk to you off the air about this one, Mike Bordy.
Okay. But you can call me anytime. All right. How about that?
All right,
Bordy.
Ain't no nation like a donation, Mike Bordy, if you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Here's Mike Bordy, everybody. Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Take your phone calls. We'll come back. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Count that dough, hopefully 12:15. And then Trey Wingo's joining us. Mm-hmm. Who's Trey Wingo with now?
DraftKings.
Talk about the National Football League and the interesting Week 6 that's coming up, which starts tonight. A game you can hear on The Fan as Seattle tries to break their two-game skid at home against the San Francisco 49ers, who are banged up, but then again, still very dangerous. Got news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. If we don't get you in this one, we'll get you then. And we're going to hear from Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from Kyle Hamilton. We're going to hear from Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn. We're going to get a Commander's perspective on Sunday's game coming up at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 6.5-point favorites. Washington's won 4 in a row. Ravens have won 3 in a row. Both teams at first place. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Cool. Exciting game this weekend, you know what I mean? Ravens, Redskins, like y'all been talking about. You know, mm-hmm. It's just a logistical, you know what I mean? It's just a fight for logistical supremacy, to be honest with you. I mean, they play in our state, of course.
That's right. My state taxes help pay for that piece of crap down there.
Yeah, that cook.
Bob,
go ahead.
We'll send that invoice Sunday evening, Bob. We'll send that invoice right down to them Sunday evening for you, brother.
Yeah, I'd like $5 million in return if you can make that happen.
No problem, sir. We'll get that right up to you. They'll cut that check.
Boy, funny money.
Yeah. Hey, money don't have friends, Vinny. Money don't have friends. But I'm excited they brought Dean Pease in. I know people are optimistic, but I guess from my point of view, he's going to be judging on both sides of the ball here for Coach Zach Orr, like you said, Vinny. He's in his corner, but he's also there to help the Baltimore Ravens understand if this is the guy we stay with, you know what I mean? And I think we will, but great segment, fellas. And I hope them fans don't hate on their boy if it don't go well for them.
Nah.
No, they won't. He's their future.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, he's the savior.
Yeah. And the Dean Pease thing, Bob, I think he can interject whatever he wants, would be, it was my guess. And he probably sits down with, he's not in, you know, out on the field and stuff, probably, you know, observing and things. And then when he gets into their meetings and when they watch film, then he can help out a lot. I think he'll help a bunch.
Zach Orr meets with the media today, too. But John Harbaugh, Kyle Hamilton talked about Dean Pease being an advisor, and we'll hear that later on in the program. Let's go to Art Butis. It's Ed. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Same to you.
Thank you, Vinny. Seeing the Ravens team at this time juncture with one phase unit of corrective concern to finalize matchup efficiency against all opposition, stand up defenders pre-snap, especially in zone, has got to be in communicated total sync to be in coverage vicinity when receptions against occur. I'm noticing free runners at times wide open. It's not a talent issue from what I can see. Everyone is willing to be physical and hit. However, they need to be in closer proximity after the catch is made to limit yak yardage. Contend every play, contend the football. Solution, unit-wise, is fundamental emphasis point that these guys have all been taught and they know it. Keep the thrown football in front. Converge with proper angle of pursuit. Stay on your feet to stay in the play until you can run through the tackle to the ground or assist. Last thing, clearly identify third down distance needed and their best clutch guy. Burrow to Chase last week, they're good, but not torch 200 yards good. Tighten it up, That's it, gentlemen, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, have a great weekend if we don't talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think tackling is going to be a big thing in this because they're going to want to get the ball out quick, just like Buffalo did. And I thought, you know, in that game, the Ravens came out with energy. And if they come out with energy and play with that type of intensity, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. And Kyle Hamilton's got it. Like in that Buffalo game, Kyle Hamilton was like off the charts, you know, making plays all over the field. And that's, he's going to have to do that again against Washington. And it's going to be interesting to see what they kind of design to handle Jaden Daniels, which we talked about it. Bob, they've seen this every day at OTAs, mini camp. They've gone against Lamar and they see those kind of things. And so the Ravens should have a good plan for Daniels.
Let's get back to the phones. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, so sorry about that earlier. That was a rookie move, man. You know,
even Q texted and said, "What the hell is he doing, man? That's a lame."
Yeah, it is, man. This mail lead got my attention, man. I was distracted, so I tried to get the phone number, but I was shut down.
There you go. Oh, you got Cundiff then, Ed. You made us wait for you on the phone.
Yeah, man.
Two strikes.
I was trying to take on a vacation, you know? But, you know, hey, her loss. Hey, but listen, speaking of vacation, man, what y'all think going to happen with this game next week, man? Down in Tampa, man. I got my flights. I got tickets, rental cars and all that. You think they going to move it or what?
No. The weather's already good down there now.
Well, they don't play at Raymond James, not the Trop. If you were going to an Orioles-Rays game, you'd probably be at a disadvantage. But
yeah.
I think football games are going to be all systems go, hopefully. Okay. I mean, there are bigger things going on with people that live there, losing their homes and lives and pets and all of that. 3 million people without power. But we'll see. I mean, I would just follow the news, Rashawn.
Yeah,
Rashawn, aren't they playing New Orleans at home? Aren't they at home this weekend, Tampa?
They're home this week, but the Ravens go down there next Monday night.
Right, so. But if they're home this weekend and playing, they'll be fine to play next week.
No, they're not playing this week. They play in New Orleans this week.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, they left Tuesday.
Yeah, they left Tuesday. They left early, you know. But about this game real quick, man. Listen, I'm not concerned about the Commanders. They haven't played nobody. The only team with a winning record they beat was the No, it was nobody. Matter of fact, they lost to the Buccaneers, 20-37. So, man, they overrated. They overhyped. And so, I mean, and they're not going to win a division. So, I mean, it's still the Cowboys division. The Cowboys are starting to click now. They got the running game down with my boy Rico. So, like, they're going to fall off, man. Nobody worrying about the Commanders. And you see these ticket prices, they $300 down there for nosebleeds this Sunday.
Where? The at the Ravens?
Game. Really? The Ravens game. Yeah, the cheapest ticket is like $280, $300. Like, these Commander fans come out of Woodworth now that they team finally is winning, you know? So, this is crazy.
Well, they got hope. Let me just tell you something about the fans down there. If you're winning and you get them, they'll show up. I mean, because they've got a really good fan base.
Yeah, they do. I was down there 2 years ago. The last game was the Cowboys and Commanders game. Commanders had nothing to play for. It was the game before the Cowboys went on to play the Buccaneers in the playoffs, man. And they was packed down there cheering. I'm like, why y'all down here cheering? You know, and y'all team have nothing to play for. It's the last game of the season, man. But
rivalry game.
Our fan base.
Rivalry game. Hey, let me tell you something. I was down there way before Vinny worked there, 91, when they played the Cowboys and Washington was undefeated. And Dallas came in there and beat them. Michael Irvin. Redskins, what they were called at the time, won the Super Bowl. But you talk about and it wasn't a lot of Cowboy fans there. It was mainly burgundy and gold.
Yeah, that was at the old JFK, right? Stadium, man.
RFK.
Right? Oh, RFK, JFK,
yeah,
one of
JFK them. Was one in one. Philly. And by the way, screw both up.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Rashawn, we got to go.
I have a good one.
There's Rashawn in Baltimore, who's dismissing Washington because he's a Cowboy fan.
Yes.
But I wouldn't easily dismiss them. Nolan, you want to say anything before we get to a break?
Well, we're behind the clock here, so I won't waste our time.
Well, you did say something. It's news from the Nest coming up next. Buy or sell 12:15. Trey Wingo from DraftKings talk about what's going on in the world of NFL and maybe try to win a couple of bucks. We'll do that with Mike Harmon, by the way, at 1:30 from Fox with fantasy stuff. We'll do defense film breakdown of the Commanders. All right, offense, they put up some impressive numbers. Defensively, not so much. Vinny's going to explain why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.